Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe Bahar Sinai Lamer. Hashem spoke to Moshe at Har Sinai, saying, the Torah goes on to say, Daber b'nei Yisrael, speak to the b'nei Yisrael, Yomarta aleihem, Kisavoyu ala ores, Hashem ani noisein lochem, when you come to the land that I am giving you, Vishov soha ores Shabbos v'Hashem. And the earth shall rest a Shabbos for Hashem. Famous Rashi that quotes Chazal that says, Ma'in yin shmita eitzel har Sinai. Why does it say, Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe b'har Sinai leimer? All the mitzvahs were given at har Sinai. So why are we here specifically by shmita? Does the Torah tell us that it was said at har Sinai? Rashi says that we mentioned shmita to tell me that just like shmita, where all the pratim are mentioned here, and that shows that all the klalim and all the pratim and every single aspect of the mitzvah was said at Har Sinai. So to other mitzvahs, even if they're not all the pratim are mentioned in one spot. Maybe some of them are mentioned in Sefer Devarim, but they were all really given at Har Sinai. So the Torah mentions Har Sinai over here by Shemitah to compare it to all the other mitzvahs. Just like Shemitah, every prat was given at Har Sinai, so too every other mitzvah. Or a Chaim HaKadosh asks, but that doesn't yet answer the question of Gamri. So why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu pick Shemitah to be the one that teaches me this? It could have said it by any other mitzvah. It could have said by Gaber Shama Moshe, Bahar Sinai, about some other mitzvah, and tell me all the problem of that. And from that, I would learn to all the other mitzvahs in the Torah. Why was Shemitah picked especially to tell me this, that everything was said at Har Sinai? So Chaim HaKadosh says that there's a special connection between Shemitah and Har Sinai to tell me, because in the Pasuk of Shemitah it says, Ki savayu el ha'aretz asher ani noisein lochem. And asher ani noisein lochem is directly tied with Shemitah, because through Shemitah we maintain our hold on the land. But that also has a connection with Har Sinai, to teach me that when is Hashem noisim lachem as ha'aretz? It's only if we keep the mitzvahs that are given at Har Sinai. But Har Sinai leimor, Har Sinai is the goyrim for the asher ani noisim lachem. If we don't have Har Sinai, if we don't have those mitzvahs, if we don't maintain that mitzvah that we've been given by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then the asher ani noisim lachem is bakut. So mayrachina amizok darachayim HaKadosh. This halakh, this memra of calling yourself protesir, really could have been said by other mitzvahs. But it wanted to teach me another limud over here. The Hashem Anino Yisein Lachem, which is said by Shemitah, is totally in Har Sinai. If we have Har Sinai, Hashem gives us the land. If we don't have Har Sinai, then we don't have the land. There's a Nifla de Kipshat in Sefer Shoiftim that's kedai to mention over here when I get to this Nakuda that the Nesinus HaOretz is totally in how we keep the Torah. The Pasuk says in Sefer Shoiftim that the Yidden came to a place called Kiryat Sefer. They were conquering everywhere. They were conquering here and conquering this city and that city. They came to the city of Kiryat Sefer and they somehow or other did not manage to conquer it. By Yomer Kolev, Kolev said, Asher Yakeh is Kiryat Sefer Ubechoda. Whoever could smite the city of Kiryat Sefer and conquer it, v'nosati leis aksa biti leisha. I will give my daughter Aksa, who's supposed to be a very, very, very special woman, I will give her to him as a wife. Vayilkido Osniel ben Knaz, Osniel ben Knaz, he conquered the city, achi Kolev Akotin, the younger brother, Akotin Imenu, the younger brother of Kolev, vayitam leis aksa biti leisha. Now the simple shot in the Pasuk is that Osniel ben Knaz conquered the city. That's what it's talking about. But the Gemara Masechtas Tevurah, Daf Tzayin Amud Aleph, tells us that Vayilkid Osniel ben Knaz is going on something else completely. This is referring to the 1700 halachas that were forgotten b'imei Evloi Shel Moshe. When Moshe Rabbeinu was nifter, Klal Yisrael forgot they were forgotten. And Osniel ben Knaz, he captured those halachas b'pilpuloi. That's what the pasuk is referring to. As I state in Chazal, you have to understand, like, how does that Chazal fit in with the pasuk? The pasuk says he captured the city of Kiryat Sefer. Chazal say, by Yilkado Osniel ben Knaz means he conquered the halachas that were forgotten. How does that fit in with the pasuk? So the Sefer Arvei Nachal says in Nifla the Kipshad. Sefer Arvei Nachal says that our conquering of Eretz Yisrael correlates directly with how much of the Torah we have conquered. And different halakim of the Torah correspond with different halakim of Eretz Yisrael. Chal Yisrael was shaylut al kol ha-Torah kula, except for these 1,700 halakhas. So they saw they were conquering this city and conquering that city, and it was going easy. So suddenly they came to Kiryat Sefer, and somehow or other they weren't managing. So Sneil ben Knaz understood that Kiryat Sefer is probably connected those mitzvahs that they had forgotten. Once he brought back that Torah that they had forgotten, the Mela Kiryat Sefer fell into place. So it goes hand in hand. Because he conquered those 17 halachas, that is why he got Kiryat Sefer. And it fits in with the word Kiryat Sefer. Sefer, I'll say the Sefer Torah. The Novi also says that it used to be called Dvir, the word Divrei Torah. So it goes hand in hand with the fact that he conquered the Divrei Torah, the Mela, he was Kaivish that. And that's really the lesson over here. Asher Anino Yisein Lochem directly correlates with Har Sinai, how much we keep the Torah, and how much we're Isaac in Torah. The Pasuk goes on to say, V'nosno Ha'aretz Piria, the earth will give off its fruits, va'achaltem lo'soiva, you will eat to your content, v'yishavtem lo'vetach olel, and you will live confidently on the land. V'chisayim l'manoicho v'ashona hashayiz, if you're going to ask, what are we going to eat in the Shemitah year? Hey, lo'in Yisra, lo'in Esoy, v'estuozenu, we can't sow, we can't gather our tua. I will command my blessing upon you on the sixth year. It'll produce tvua the sixth year. You'll have bounty for 3 years. For the sixth year, for the seventh year, and for the eighth year. But the Torah gives the hakdam of the chisayru. And if you'll say, what will we eat? I will command my bracha upon you. Also, what happens if nobody says anything? The chisayru, if you will say. And what happens if nobody says anything? You know, there's a saying in English that the squeaky wheel gets the grease, right? So if you complain, so then you're going to get the bounty for 3 years. And if you don't say anything, you're not going to get anything. Sapurna says, I'm married, that you think. He says, those that say, what are we going to eat? They don't have total emunah in the Tachan and Hashem. So for them, Hashem is going to have to give them 3 years worth of tefua. They should be able to see the bracha. But those that don't say anything, and they believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu Gamri, they don't have to see it. By them, the bracha is going to be much greater. They will be oichel kima. They'll eat a little bit, and it's going to expand in their stomachs. For those that have to see it, they're lacking in emunah. For those people, Hashem is going to have to show it to them to be able to see the bracha. But there's a much higher madrega. For those yidden that don't ask, Hashem is going to give a little bit and mizbarach b'meyav. Why is that greater? If you think about it, I once heard from Rishon Shvadron when he said over the Sipurna, he said, three times the crops is three times the work. You know, it means harvesting and it means storing. It was a major avodah. Harvesting and storing and threshing and winnowing and grinding and sifting. Three times the work. It's also three times the indigestion. Because the more a person eats, it also tires out the system. So those people that have total emunah and bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they will be saved the tircha, they will be saved the bother. By them it's going to go easy. The chisayru, if you're going to say, for you, b'tzivisi as brachosi aleichem, I'll command my bracha upon you. What?
Is it really a bracha?
What do you mean?
If you're going to walk the tircha, is it really a bracha?
If you have less tircha?
If you're going to walk that tircha, in order to...
Well, compared to having nothing, you know, it's like someone that's busy with his parents. To a certain degree, it's a bracha. For shneitzer, it would be a much bigger bracha if nobody would, you know, if people would have parnos and me'ela. Although one could argue, oh, the v'amol yulot, for some people, adarav is better. But, you know, the Torah considers it a bigger bracha with less tircha and, of course, less indigestion. The yisoid of Shemitah is emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I once heard a mayudik ma'isa from Rishon Shvadron. When he was speaking about this, he said over the following story. He said, here in Muncie, there lived a yid, now he's in Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Dr. Greenwald. Meanwhile, the famous psychologist, Big Talmud Chacham, living in Eretz Yisrael now. For Tkufi, he lived in Kew Garden Hills. And the Rav over there was Rav Yankov Teitelbaum, Zeich Tzadik Lebracha. So when Reuven Grozovsky was nifter, the Levaya was in Williamsburg on a wintry Friday afternoon, and they drove in together from Kew Gardens to Williamsburg. The Levaya was over, and they were driving back home. And all of a sudden, on a long highway without any gas stations on the side, the car comes out. They're stuck here, they're scared, it's snowing. What are we going to do? What are we going to do? Dr. Meemal gets out and he checks, he opens up the hood, and it's smoking. He sees there's not a drop of fluid in the radiator. What do we do? There's no gas stations around. Gets back into the car. Sir Yankov Teitelbaum says, I have a Kabbalah from my Rebbe, Rav Meir Arik, that if you're in a time of trouble, you say over Achsidah Shavart, or Achsidah Shemaisir, Yeshua Kroy V'lovay. So he said over the following vart, and for those that are of the literature persuasion, the Vilna Gaon says the same vart. He said over a vart from Rav Leib Saris. The Gemara says in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, "La'aviyavi Rabbonon, my hashleich al Hashem Yehovcha, v'hu yichalkeleka." The Rabbonon did not know pshat in the pasuk, "Throw upon Hashem Yehovcha, v'hu yichalkeleka, and He will supply you, support you, sustain you." They didn't know what the word Yehovcha meant. Until one of the Amirayim was carrying a big package and walking, and an Arab wagon driver passed by, and he said, "Have Yehovcha, you know, throw your package onto my wagon and get up here." And he went up there, and he took him. So the Chachamim understood that Yehovcha must mean your load, your burden. Hashlech al Hashem Yehovcha, throw upon Hashem your burden, v'hu yichalkelecha. Sir Leif Soris, Talmud of the Baal Shem Tov, the Vilna Gaon asked the same question. It's a bit strange that the Chachamim didn't know the types of a word. They had to hear from this Arab wagon driver what the word means. See, types of the pshat like this, they understood what the word meant. But the concept of throwing your burden upon Hashem, they weren't sure how far does that go. You have to put in Iker Hishtavlus, you have to put in a little bit of Hishtavlus. Is it possible, perhaps, for some people to totally throw their burden upon Hashem? When they saw that this Amira was walking, he didn't even put out his finger for a hitch. He didn't do any Hishtavlus whatsoever. And out of nowhere comes this Arab driver and says, "Have Yehovcha." They saw that it's possible to throw your burden on Hashem without any Hishtadlus at all. Now again, not everybody's on that Madrega. For states of different people have different Madregas of relationships with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But it's Shaya for a person that's totally Batuah of Hashem to throw his burden upon Hashem. He said over this vort, didn't take 2 minutes. This truck driver pulls up behind him. "Hey buddy, what seems to be the problem?" You know, they told him. So he pushed them for 10 miles. They got to a gas station. They made it for Shabbos with 10 minutes to spare. I verified the story. I once told it over to one of Rav Yankov Teitelbaum's sons. So he told me I was in the back seat when that happened. You know, so. But that's one of the Iker lessons of Shemitah. A farmer closes up his fields for a full year. The Medrash compares such a person to a malach. Giboyrei kayach oisid devarei. Closes up his parnasa for a full year. That's the perfect example of hashlech al Hashem Yehovcha v'hu yichalkelecha. On Parshas B'chukaisai, there's a Meridikim Medrash. In B'chukaisai teleichu. If in my chukim you will go. So first of all, we have to understand, what does it mean, you will go in my chukim? You'll learn my chukim, you'll keep my chukim. What does it mean, you'll go in my chukim? So there's a medrash that quotes a pasuk in Tehillim. Kapitel Kuf Yutes, pasuk Nun Tes. David HaMelech says, "Chishavti drochoi, I thought out my ways, v'oshiva raglai el edei secha. And I turned my feet towards your testimony." What does that mean? I thought out my ways and I turned my feet towards your testimony. Omer David HaMelech said, "B'chol yoyin v'yoyin ha'yisi mechashiv l'mokim pleini. Every day I thought I'm going to this place. Ula beis diraplaimis, or to this house. And what happens? And he heard about your raglim or lichli, so you see, lebotik nesiyas or lebotik midrashis. I thought I'm going here, I thought I'm going there. Where do my feet carry me? To the botik nesiyas and lebotik midrashis. So first of all, you have to understand that it's a little bit strange that David HaMelech starts walking in one direction, and all of a sudden, his feet, in a robotic way, carry him to the base medrash. And what's the pshat? And this happened every day. So if it happened every day, so why didn't he learn after the first couple of days? I might as well go straight to the base medrash. At first, I thought I was going here, but I ended up over there. What's the pshat? And also, what connection does it have within the Chukai Shetelech? I saw a Moyudik pshat from Rav Yitzchok Varker. He says like this, David HaMelech could not be in the Beis Medrash a whole day, because David HaMelech was a king, and David HaMelech had to run his malchus. David HaMelech had to fight the wars of Klal Yisrael. David HaMelech had to see to it that Klal Yisrael had parnasah. David HaMelech had to deal with the political aspects of his country. So he couldn't be in the Beis Medrash a whole day. What's the pshat? Everywhere he went, whether it was on the battlefield, he thought he was going to the battlefield, but the battlefield became like a Beis Medrash, because what he learned in the Beis Medrash guided him exactly how to fight a war. He thought he was going to speak to his cabinet and to handle with the finances. He was going over there. He ended up in the Beis Medrash because the hashpah of the Beis Medrash, that which he learned in the Beis Medrash from Torah, that guided him in how to handle with his cabinet, how to handle with the finances, how to handle with people. So of course he ended up going where he set out to go. But that place ended up being the Beis Medrash itself, because he measured, how do I act? And he used that which he learned in the Beis Medrash to handle in every single particular place. That's Chishavti Drachai, Vashiva Raglai, Elei Beisecha. Wherever I went, your aid has guided me, and that place became like a mokim of the Beis Medrash. That's the pshat in B'chukaisai Teilechu. Wherever you go, it has to be with the ways of the chukim. It has to be guided by the chukim. The halicha sa'oda has to be guided by what the Torah tells you to do. That's why the Medrash quotes that on the pasuk im b'chukaisai teilechu. I saw a beautiful maisa. Kapishn Tzerev is a chesadik lebracha. He was mesharach himself with Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. His granddaughter married the Einik of Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, and the chasana was held in Eretz Yisrael. So Kapishn Tzerev came to Eretz Yisrael, and for Stasek after the chasana, he fabrang the Sheva brachas there, and on one of the days he visited Rav Shlomo Zalman. It was a big simcha, ran together, and then afterwards they called a taxi to pick up the Rebbe, take him to his place. Rav Shlomo Zalman escorted the Rebbe outside to wait for the taxi. The Rebbe was older than Rav Shlomo Zalman. Shlomo Zalman asked one of the Bnei Mishpacha, quickly bring a chair for the Rebbe. She says, no, I'm sorry, I can't sit on the chair, I'm sorry, you know, don't bring the chair. Why not? You're going to have to wait here. It's hard for you. Let's bring you a chair. He says, no, I can't. He says, why not? He says, my father taught me that whatever I do, I should imagine that they're taking a picture of me min hashamayim. They're picturing exactly what I'm doing. He says, what kind of a picture would it look like if Shlomo Zalman is standing and I'm sitting? How would that picture look? What kind of a time does such a picture have? Maybe he can't sit. And he shook his head in amazement, and he was Meshabeach, this Zug, who knows how long afterwards, that there's a person that everything he does, he cheshbins, they're taking a picture of me min HaShemayim, and how would the picture look if I act in a certain manner? That goes into the Simba Chukaisai Teilechu. We have to measure our actions in terms of the Chukim. Wherever we go, whatever we do, the Halicha has to be in terms of the Imba Chukaisai. Imba Chukaisai Teilechu. The other side of the coin is the Imba Chukaisai Tim Osu. If you're revolted by my Chukim, the Imes Mishpotai Tigal Nafshechem, if you reject my Mishpotim, you're not going to do any of my mitzvahs. So we have like three levels over here. You'll be revolted by my chukim. You'll reject my mishpatim. And then finally, the Sefer Hadrash, the Ho'iun, from Rav Aaron Levine, Zechatzadik Levrocha, the Raisha Rav, he says, I'm the Kipshad over here. He says, you have some people that they say, I cannot fulfill a commandment if I don't understand the logic behind it. I'll do it, I'm willing to do it, but you gotta give me the rationale. Something that I don't understand, I'm not willing to do. I'm not gonna just do an external act and not understand what I'm doing just to do it by rote. You know what happens with such people? It starts with, then it ends up, they'll say, you know, these laws, I'm a humanistic kind of a person. I want to deal with people. That's what I believe in. My religion is that of a people-oriented religion. But things that deal with higher-ups, I'm not into that. That's beyond me. So they do vimes mishpatai tigalas nafshechem. But they say, we'll still keep the menorah l'chaveirai. The end result is, levilti asoishas kol mitzvayisai. Once you compromise on one thing, it leads to another and it leads to another. There's no such thing as being mekayim some mitzvahs without being mekayim the others. There's a medrash that says the following. Although I never found the medrash, I heard the medrash from my Rosh Hashiva of Gifta Zatzal. I think he said he never found the medrash inside, but it's quoted in one of the svarim. It says, there's a pasuk in Shir HaShirim, El Ginas Va'ego is your radity. I went down to the garden of nuts, of walnuts. So Chazal say, why is the Torah compared to a garden of walnuts? To teach you that just like if you have a pile of nuts, and you take out one from the pile, the whole thing could collapse. The Torah is the exact same way. The Torah, if you take out one of the mitzvahs, one of the halachas, and the whole thing collapses on you. There's no such thing as keeping, picking, and choosing. I only want to do things that are rational. I can rationalize. I only want to do mitzvah on the chaveri. There's no such thing. The minute you pull out one of them, the whole thing collapses. And that's trapped in the pasuk over here. In Bechukai Seikimosu, it starts with the chukim. It leads to being mevatel the mishpatim. And that leads to being mevatel as kol mitzvayisai, even those mitzvahs that are menorah l'chaveri. And in Bechukai Seikimosu, the pasuk says, if you go in my chukim, v'nosati gishmeichem v'itam, and I will give you a rain in their proper time, v'nosna ha'oretz yivula, the earth will give off its bounty, v'eitz ha'sodeh yitain piryay, and the trees of the field will give off their fruits. It's a famous question that's asked over here by the Rishonim. The Gemara says in the Sechus Kiddushin, Schar Mitzvah B'Hai Al Molecha. We know that there is no Schar Mitzvah in this world. So how then can the Torah tell me, if you keep the mitzvahs, the earth will give off its bounty, you'll have what to eat. Schar Mitzvah B'Hai Al Molecha. So there are numerous terutzim given on this. The Rambam, in Perek Tesmi Hilchus Shuvah, says that all of the pleasures and all of the good that the Torah writes that are going to happen if we do the mitzvahs, that's not the schar. That's not the schar. The schar we're going to get in Olam Haba. But what the Torah is telling us is, if you keep the mitzvahs, and you're serious, and you're committed to the Torah, HaKadosh Baruch will give you the wherewithal to be able to keep the mitzvahs with our Chavetz Adas. This over here, V'nosna Haaretz Yivula, is only to give you the opportunity to continue serving Hashem. But the real schar, that does not come by Olam Hazeh. The real schar comes by Olam Haba. This is what the Rambam says in Hilchus Tshuva. There's a Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayos of Masechtas Peah that says a different pshat. The Rambam says that mitzvahs bein odom la'mokrein, that he pays by Olam Haba. But mitzvahs bein odom la'chaveirai, that he pays even by Olam Hazeh. Which tells us, gives us an idea of how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mashiv the mitzvah ben Odom L'chaveri. Now this Indian of Schar Mitzvah B'Hayal Molekra, I once heard a Mayudika thing. Chofetz Chaim's yeshiva in Radin, for a period, there was a terrible hunger. They didn't have money, yeshiva didn't have money, Bacharim didn't have what to eat. The Bacharim were partially going hungry, and it affected their learning. So one of the Bacharim, who later on became one of the Gedolim, Rav Shmuel Greinem in Zatzal, he went over to the Chofetz Chaim and he said, Rebbe, he says, what would be so terrible if I davened HaKadosh Baruch Hu to take one day of my putting on tefillin, and for the schar of one day of my putting on tefillin, he'll give food to the Bnei HaYeshiva. Would that be such a terrible thing? Chofetz Chaim ignored him. Didn't, you know, say anything. He persisted. He says, Rebbe, he says, the Bachurim are going hungry. He says, what would be if I ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu take the schar of one day of tefillin, and for that give food to the whole yeshiva. So the Baruch Hu said, so Chofetz Chaim said, he says, why are you talking like that? He says that's not the seichel thing. He says it's impossible. The mitzvah of tefillin for one day even is so great. It's not shaykh to give schar down here. His mashlamad of a diamond. A fellow walks into a candy store, buys a candy bar, and he gives them $100,000 bill. So they're not going to sell you the candy bar. They don't have the change to give you for that. Right? It's not shaykh such a thing. He says, down here, ba'olam hazeh, the schar is so great, it's not shaykh to exchange it even. It's a totally different thing. They're not going to give it. The mitzvah is so great. So the reward you're going to get, even the food for the entire yeshiva, is zero compared to that. It's not shaykh in exchange on that. However, like we said over here, either to be able to get us to do more avodah, the God HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives, but it's not shaykh for the mitzvah. Or Mrs. Benodim L'chaveri, perhaps that's more of a physical kind of a thing. For that, it's here shaykh to give shaykh. I want to finish off with the Ma'udi Gevard. One of the last psukim in the parasha. It says, V'chol ma'asar bokar v'tzayim. The ma'asar that you give on your animal, on your livestock, every tenth animal, they used to count going through the gate, and they used to put a red mark in every tenth animal. That's ma'asar v'hema. V'chol ma'asar bokar v'tzayim. Chol asher yaver tachas hashevet, whatever goes under the whip, ha'asiri yiyya kodesh l'ashem. Every tenth animal is kodesh l'ashem. So there's a nifla de givart here from Rav Shimshon of Astropol, one of the great mekubalim that unfortunately was killed in Xeris Tachmatat and Chmelnitsky's pogroms. So ma'udik imakul. It's a famous question. We know that the Asara Harugei Malchus, we say in the piyut, they were mechaper on the chait of Mechiras Yosef. But we know, the shvatim that were involved in Mechiras Yosef, so can I get that? They were asar arugim alchus. But why were the 10 arugim alchus? Only should have been 9. Because Yosef can't get punished for Mechiras Yosef. Binyamin wasn't involved, and Reuven wasn't there. So there were only 9 of the brothers there. Why were there asar arugim alchus? That's one question that Rav Shimshon of Ashrapali is. Question number 2, Rabbi Akiva was one of the Asar HaRugei Malchus, but Rabbi Akiva came from Gerim. So his ancestors weren't involved in Mechiras Yosef. Why should Rabbi Akiva pay for Mechiras Yosef? So after Rav Shimshon of Ashrapali, that Rabbi Akiva was connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was also involved in Mechiras Yosef. They made HaKadosh Baruch Hu swear he's not going to divulge anything to Yaakov. He was also involved. So Rabbi Akiva is connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that was also involved. Hold on a second. Dr. Shimshon of Ashrapalia, that's in rumors. In this pasuk, the chomas or boker v'tzoyin, kol asher yaver tachas hashevet, hasiri yekodesh l'ashem. The chomas is v'shetevis, v'chiloma meis Akiva, shohoya roya boker v'tzoyin. Why did Akiva, the one was that was the shepherd of boker v'tzoyin, why was he nifter? He wasn't involved in it, so his ancestors weren't involved in it. Why was he nifter? And that the Torah says, Kol asher yavar, every one of the tzaddikim that were nifter is tachas hashavet, that were connected to shevet. Well, Asiri, but the tenth one of Yakiva is kodesh l'Hashem. He was holy connected to kodesh bar. And halfway b'fella, v'chiloma meis Akiva, shahaya roya bakar v'tzayim, Kol asher yavar tachas hashavet. Everyone that was nifted was connected to different shevet. Assyria kodesh l'ashem. Anyway, we learned the teichacha this week. You know, the reason why we have the teichacha right before Shavuos is as Chazal say, tochil shana v'kilo loiseha. But the previous year, Shavuos is like a Rosh Hashanah. Shavuos is the Rosh Hashanah of Torah. Before Shavuos we have a Teichacha, and before Rosh Hashanah we have a Teichacha. So Chazal say, Tochil Shana v'kilu v'yisel, Tochil Shana u'birchai sel, let the new year with his bracha start, and yes, Hashem, we should talk to his oicha, to bracha, and all things good from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm going to promise everybody. Any questions?
Yeah, I thought they were like Gilgul's. So why did it, what is it that you can only be like Gilgul?
I mean,